Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Hallelujah. It's the highest praise. We want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text the neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that it's going down. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it. I want to thank all my listeners for tuning in on this Sunday. We know you could have had other things that you could have been doing, but thank God you decided to come and listen and get a word from the Lord. Glory to God. So we're going to go ahead with our announcements. Amen. Hallelujah. First of all, I want to make sure that you keep the announcements in mind. You know, sometimes when you miss out on an announcement, it's okay if you know somebody says, you know what, I missed that. So can you help me out and tell me when the show coming on? Because I don't want to miss it. It's okay. You can text me or you can text any of us. We have Apostle Yvonne Rouse, Pastor Joseph Rouse, Minister Elaine Jackson, Minister Michelle Wilson. Amen. And we have some other members. Amen. Glory to God. So you can contact either of us and let us know. Amen, that you missed an announcement and you would like to, you know, hear that announcement again, and we will give it to you again. So let's go ahead on with our announcements right now. Hallelujah. First of all, we had on yesterday, Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. The show comes on every Saturday at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And if you missed it, you missed a treat because Elder always come with it. Glory to God. It's an awesome show. She prays. She preaches. Amen. She teaches. She sings. The anointing is just all over the show. Amen. So if you missed it, I want to make sure that you keep these times in mind. And if you forget them, you can also text me. And amen. I'll text you back and give it to you. Hallelujah. So remember to tune in every Saturday for Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. And if you move on down on Sunday, we'll call the hour of power. We each have an hour, amen, that we preach. I'm the first hour of power, which is Prophetic Corner Ministries, Prophetess Martha Williams. And this show comes on every Sunday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. Then the next voice you will be hearing is Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And if you move on up on Tuesday, we have none other than One Word from the Lord, the Power Impact Team, Apostle Yvonne Rouse, and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. And if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, I encourage you to hook up with them on Facebook. You can go on Prophetess Yvonne Rouse page and inbox her and Pastor Joseph Rouse page and inbox him. Yes, we have a pastor. And you can let them know what the need is, and they'll get back with you. They'll help you, and they'll walk you through some steps. You know, everybody has to take baby steps sometimes. Well, it's okay. And I say to you, I say this, amen. You know, if you don't believe, amen, just come and listen anyway. But by the time you leave the show, you're going to believe. Glory to God. So I encourage you to just come on in and listen. You know, God is moving. We don't want to miss the move of God with everything going on, you know, now. And we need much prayer, much prayer, much prayer. Glory to God. Much prayer has to be going forth. You know, I was looking at the news one day, and they were showing the things that were going on, and people were praying. They were just praying and asking God to help them and cover them and deliver them, and they were putting out some effectual, fervent prayers. Amen. Well, you see, that's where he wants you to be, in that place all the time. When you come to him, don't come half-heartedly. Come to him wholeheartedly. Sending your prayers up, amen, so the blessings can flow down, whatever you may need at that moment, you know, and that's the way it is. Glory to God. And I also want to encourage you to come on and partner. And in partner, we're only asking for $25 or more. You know, God is good and he is worthy. And we know, amen, everybody, you know, looking for their stimulus, amen, hallelujah. Nothing wrong with that. Keep looking. Keep looking and keep seeking. That's what you do. You keep looking. Don't just stop right there. You continue to look. The thing is, you got to put seed in the ground. You know, there's seed time and harvest time. You know, everyone thinks that these things just happen. You know, they just happen to send you this, and they just happen. Nah, God moves man's heart. If he made everything, then guess what? He moves man's heart. Hallelujah. Because, you know, you couldn't have got nothing, tell you the truth. Amen. But you got to believe in him and continue to expect the unexpected. I think so many times we settle for just, you know, what we can see in front of us. You know, well, they said, okay, they'll give you $100. Let's just say that, okay, we'll just leave it at $100. Amen. I don't think that's small, but, you know, some people do. So, you know, hey, we'll give you $100. How about that? You know, and you say, well, you know what? Yeah, I'm believing God for that $100. Yes. Amen. Somebody come along and give you that $100. But this year, let's raise our level of expectation. Let's believe God for the unexpected. Amen. You want his favor to pour out on you. So guess what? You got to have seed in the ground. I encourage you to make sure you're planting seeds. You know, if you don't plant nothing in the soil, it ain't nothing going to grow. Nothing but some grass. Hallelujah. And it might die before it grow up. But guess what? You plant your seed, and then you can call on what you need. You can call on what you want. Hallelujah. If it's to get out of debt, which, you know, a lot of people do set this goal during this time of year, amen, when it first come in, that first month, you know, yeah, Lord, get me out of debt. Although, guess what happens? Sometimes they go back and get in debt, even when Christmas time come or, you know, some special holidays and, you know, they want this and this big purchase this, and they'll go back and they'll get in debt. And then by the first of the year again, Lord, I want you to get me out of debt again. Glory to God. So I encourage you to sow some seeds because God is moving and you don't want to miss his move. And I don't want you to miss it either. Glory to God. You know, he's not just blessing the prophet. He's blessing others too. And that's the way you should feel. Don't only just want your four and no more blessed, but want somebody else to be blessed too also. You know, God don't want to just bless you and nobody else. He want to bless everybody. Thing is about you. It's not about me. It's about what he wants, his will, and let it be done. Even though if you don't believe, amen, I'm going to go ahead and say this. If you don't believe, sow anyway. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You don't believe, sow it. Amen. You sow it, God will grow it. And then when it grows, come back and tell me about it. Hallelujah. Because sometimes people don't believe, but I encourage you to sow anyway. Hallelujah. And that's what you do. Just sow anyway. And Lord, you know what? Help me with my unbelief. But I'm going to show this, Lord God, and watch what he do. Hallelujah. He will make a believer out of you, I'm telling you. Hallelujah. Well, let's go ahead on, amen, and get into our message on today. Hallelujah. I'm going to, first of all, go ahead and open us up in prayer. I'm going to open up my line and see if anybody wants prayer on today. You don't have to tell me your name, but I encourage you to tell me where you're calling from and your prayer request. Remember to kind of keep it kind of short, amen, and sweet, because, you know, we don't want you to put all your business out there, amen. If you desire for me to give you a call back, then what you can do is just say, you know, if you would, just call me back on this number. You don't have to give your number on the radio, because it's all across the nation. People are listening. So we don't want you to put all your business out there on Straight Street and have everybody calling you, amen. Just say, call me back. Amen. Hallelujah. And I will do so. Amen. Now, if you desire prayer at this time, go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. If not, we're going to go on down the road with Jesus. Amen. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we come to you, Lord, as humble people as we know how, God. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, on today to bless those, Lord, under the sound of my voice, Lord. Lord, I move myself out of the way so they can hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying on today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the anointing that's in the airwaves, Lord God, for those that came, Lord God, to have a listening ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in this season, oh Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to change their minds, Lord God. If they don't believe, Lord God, show them, Lord God. Make a believer out of them. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for your healing that's taking place all across. across the nation, Lord. Some need healing in their mind. Some need healing in their bodies, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, some just need stabilizing in your word, Lord, because they ain't stable in your word, Lord. They're up, down, in, and all around instead of standing there for on your word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we ask you, Lord God, to get them stable in your word, Lord God. As they read the word of God, let it become life to their mortal body. Let it become life to their mind, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, because we know we serve an awesome God. We serve a God that can do anything but fail, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for showing your favor, Lord God, for showing up on today, Lord God, and showing people who you are, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just say on today, Lord God, and we decree and we declare, Lord God, as the message go forth, let them grab hold and use it in their everyday life, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy, for we know it shall endure forever, all the days long. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, he is good and he is worthy to be praised. You know, we say that phrase, you know, you hear people say, well, you know, how are you doing today? Blessed and highly favored. Hallelujah. But, you know, time something to hit. You know, phrases sound good. Scriptures sound good. But do you actually believe them? Because sometimes you can say some stuff and you don't bit more believe it, huh? Like they said in the man, walk on the moon. Hallelujah. But when you let that out of your mouth, huh? Believe me, amen, you're going to be tested and tried. Because sometimes you can say some stuff, but you don't believe that he is, a deliverer. You don't believe that he is a miracle working God. You don't believe that he can do all things. Hallelujah. But fail. You don't believe sometimes, but you'll say stuff because it sounds good. You can say, well, yeah, I hear you. You say, well, you know what? He takes care of me. But let something come, and you need money, and you need a healing, and then you forget all about what you said. But believe me, that word comes out of your mouth. It will be tested and tried. Well, do you believe me on this day? You said you believed me last week when I got you out of that financial bind you was in. And now something else come and it hits you. Do you believe me now? Are you still going to hold on? Or are you going to say, Lord, why me? Why me? Well, understand, why not you? Why not me? If everything was going right all the time, when will we ever pray? When will we know to call on Jesus? You wouldn't do it. Because you don't need him then. That's just it. You don't need him. And things are going well with you. All is well. And you're doing everything you can do. And, you know, all is well. The children well. The spouse is well. The boyfriend's well. Good God Almighty. Oh, Lord Jesus. Everything is well. The girlfriend's well. Hallelujah. You got more money in the bank. Hallelujah. Oh, you can say you're banking now. Hallelujah. But will you still say those same words when things come and troubles and trials hit you? And they will sometimes hit you sometimes. And whenever that comes, that's when you have to be prayed up, wrapped up, and tied up in the word and in the Holy Ghost. And knowing that if he brought me out then, he's going to bring me out now without a shadow of a doubt. Hallelujah. So when you say those words, they will be tried. They will be tried. And you will prove if what you're saying you really believe. Amen. Glory to God. Let's get into our message on today. I'm going to be coming from Mark chapter 11. I'm going to start at verse 1. Amen. Glory to God. Mark chapter 11, verse 1. Believing in your heart and not doubt. Do you actually believe what you say? Do you believe what you pray? Do you believe in the word of God? Do you believe? Because like I said, sometimes you say, yeah, I believe. But, you know, sometimes you don't. You're just saying stuff. Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored. Lord, thank you. You know, and then something comes. Well, what happened to that blessed and highly favored? Let's get into the word of God. Amen. We're going to start at verse 1. And when they came nigh to Jerusalem unto Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, he sendeth forth two of his disciples. We're going to move on down to verse 2. And saith unto them, go your way into the village over against you, and as soon as ye be entered into it, ye shall find a colt tied whereon never man sat. Loose him and bring him. You know, he was giving them some specific instructions. He said, go over and you will find a colt tied to the tree. You're going to find him right there tied between where the two doors meet. He was telling to get him and bring him to me. See, he had never been ridden on. This colt, nothing had ever happened to him. No, nothing, no, nothing. He was pure. That's what it means. Just think about it now. Amen. Glory to God. Because we see back, let's just go back just a minute. You know, when Jesus was born, who did he use? He used who? His mother, who Mary. And she was what? Pure. A virgin, right? So this coat was the same way. So you see, he'll use what he needs. Let's go. Let's move on. Verse 3. And if any man say unto you, why do ye this? Say ye that the Lord hath need of him, and straightway he will send him hither. You know, he was telling them that this is all you got to tell them. Just tell them I need it. You know, he had already sent the word forth. Amen. Everything was ready. Everything was already in place. You know, sometimes you can go and you can say too much. You know, when he tell you to go tell somebody that, you know, I love them. So Jesus said he loves you. Well, that's all he told you to tell him. He didn't go and tell you to go over there and tell him, you know what, I'm a minister, I'm a prophet, I'm a preacher, I'm a teacher, and I've been under this ministry for so many years, and, you know, I've walked with the Lord. He didn't tell you to go over there and tell all that. He didn't tell you that. All he told him to do was go and tell him that I'm in need of it. That's all you got to do. That's what he told him. Don't go over there saying, you know what, we are his disciples and we've been walking with him for so long and we've been with him a lot of years. He's the Messiah. And he told, go tell them I need it. If anybody asks, this is what you do. Let's move on, verse 4. And they went their way and found the colt tied by the door without in a place where two ways meet. And they loose him. And certain of them that stood there said unto them, why do ye loosen the colt? See, somebody did come and ask. And see, he had already gave him instructions on what to do, how to do it. If he's already giving you instructions on what to do, how to do your finances, on what to do, when to do it, how to do it, then that's what you do. And if he gave you instruction on you go and you tell Mary this, you go, you tell Martha that, you go, you tell Betty this. This is what he means. You don't have to go and tell him all the other stuff. Just do exactly what he said, and no more. Amen. Let's move on down. And they said unto them, even as Jesus had commanded, and they let them go. So you know what? He had already, everything was already set in place. Now y'all go over there and tell them what I said, and they will let you go. You know what? Sometimes you can go and you can explain all this and all that, and then people forget what you're talking about. And they don't want to hear it. Now, just think about it. If they had went over there and told them anything else, they may not have let them went with the coat. But since they went and did and abided by what he told them to say and told them to do, then guess what? They let him loosen and let him go. So let's move on to verse 7. And they brought the coat to Jesus and cast their garments on him, and he sat upon him. Let's move to verse 8. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches of the trees and strawed them in the way. You know, what he's saying is, you know, they put their coats and clothes over the donkey so he can have something to sit on. In other words, they fixed it like a saddle. Now, you know, when you can just lay down, you know, prostrate before the Lord and pray and ask God, say, Lord, what do you want me to do? What's going on in my life, Lord? Something is just ain't right. You remember that song, something, something just ain't right. Something, something just ain't right. But, you know, so many times now, you know, people do not give God all that they can give him. They don't. They really don't. They just give him maybe 10 minutes and they go on, and then you expect to be so anointed. Then your next thing you know, well, yes, I know the Lord, and I am anointed. You know what I do when I hear people like that, and then they'll come sometimes, and they'll want to talk, and then when you begin to talk, and you begin to tell them things from the Bible, and You know what they'll say? Well, yes, I know the Lord, and yes, I am anointed. You know what I do? I just back off. I say, okay, say what you say and do what you do. Well, why are you coming asking me? What did you want me to do? Okay. I'm like, your purpose is? And they'd be like, huh, what you talking about? I mean, you come asking me a question, and you come want me to pray for you. So do you want me to pray, or do you not? And if they say, well, you know, I can pray. Well, first of all, you shouldn't have came to me if you knew you can pray this thing out. But here's the thing. He said one can chase 1,000. Two can chase 10,000. But you got to make sure that these people that you're having praying for you, that they really are for you. You know, it's strange in the land how people will say, well, you know what, I am for you. But you know what, you're going through a tough time. You know, I use finances, amen, glory to God, because it's most of what people want, you know, finances, sickness, you know, not even to really say some want other people saved, you know. Amen, but that should be what our mindset is. Amen. And then, you know, they'll come and say, well, you know what, I want you to pray for my finances, you know, and they'll tell other people. And, you know, sometimes people will get certain things, they'll get tied up, and they don't, whenever they can't get it out right, they really don't want to pray for your finances. I remember at a point in a time, amen, when, you know, the Lord told me that this one thing was going to happen. So this thing happened. And when the thing happened, I said, okay, Lord, now why did that happen to them? But you showed me that it was going to happen, and it happened just like he said. He said, I'm showing you because I want you to see where this person is. So whenever you get blessed, whenever I bless you with what I'm going to bless you with, don't think that they're going to be for you because they're going to be against you. I said, okay, well, I said, I thank you. He said, well, here's what I don't want you to do. I don't want you to act like that. Amen. I want you to stay right, so I'm showing you first because I know you can take it. See, if I'd have showed it, they can't take it. So I'm showing you what's going to happen. So he said, be careful. Don't you get off track because of what happened. I said, okay, Lord, I thank you. Amen. Glory to God. So see, warning comes before destruction. So if he bless you a lot of, listen, let me help you out. If he bless you, amen, with $1 million, amen, that's okay. Everybody you can't tell because they ain't going to be happy for you. You see? Let's go on. See how they were happy for him and they took their coats and they put it over the donkey, amen. That means that they reverenced him. They didn't care nothing about that. They threw their coats over and some took off, you know, branches and they laid them down in the street and everything for him, you know. Even when you get a new pastor in a church sometimes, amen, people get crazy. Well, you know what, I ain't studying. He said, well, I want you to, you know, kind of, you know, pay your tithes and give your offerings. Amen. When he start to correct things that were wrong in the church, then people will get mad and they'll leave the church because he's telling them the truth. He's telling them from the word of God. Hallelujah. He said, bring all ye tithes into the storehouse so there'll be meat on my table. Glory to God. And what he means, you know, to keep the lights on. They shouldn't have to pay it out their pocket. To keep the internet on, they shouldn't have to pay it out of their pocket. So don't get foolish with your money. I know things are going on all around the world. Yes, it is. But let me tell you, you understand now, apostle and pastor, they taught, amen, how Isaac sold in a time of famine, and he waxed great. That means he got multitudes of money. He got multitudes of whatever it was he needed. So don't back up. You know, own your money right now. I know things are going on, and things are going down in the world today, but don't do that. Don't hold on, because if you hold on, amen, as one of my siblings said, amen, someone told him, if you hold your hand too tight, amen, glory to God, you ain't letting nothing out, well, can't nothing come in, and that was a good scenario. Let's move on. And they went before, and they followed and cried, saying, Hosanna, blessed is that cometh in the name of the Lord. So they were blessing Jesus. They didn't care. And you know what he did? Amen, glory to God. It wasn't him that was speaking highly of himself. He was an humble man. He was humble, but it was other people. And the Bible says, you know, don't speak highly of yourself. Let another man just speak highly of you. Don't speak highly of yourself. So see, he was humble. It wasn't him saying, okay, I'm the king. I'm the newborn king. He didn't do that. It was the other people saying it. They were blessing him. They was crying, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, people can say, well, you know what? That was a good sermon you preached. And you know what? I say, amen, praise the Lord. To God be the glory. I put it back on him because there's nothing I can do. I couldn't even open my mouth if he didn't allow it. I couldn't even read his word if he didn't allow it. I couldn't be here today praying and seeking his face, amen, if he didn't allow it. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 10. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna is the highest. Let's move to verse 11. And Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple, and when he had looked around and about upon all things, and now the eventide was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. That means he went out with his 12 disciples. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. Okay, yeah, he ate. Amen. Yeah, he was eating, yes. He had the spiritual food, but he had to get some natural food, too, to replenish the body. Because just think about it. With the anointing on him, all he was healing and delivering and getting people set free. Yeah, he had wanted some natural food. You know, yes, spiritual food and natural food. It replenishes your body. I didn't say overeat. Now, I'm not talking about the donuts. I said food. Amen. Hallelujah. Not the sweets, the food. Glory to God. So he wanted to replenish his body. So he, you know, wanted some natural food. Let's move on to verse 13. And seeing a fig tree far off, having leaves, he came to it happily. He might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs were not yet. In other words, it was time for the tree to have figs on it, you know, but it bare leaves. You know, sometimes people can bear leaves, but they ain't got no fruit on their tree. You know, by speaking in their mouth, you know, I love the Lord, and, you know, I do this for God, and I'll do that for Lord, and I know Lord, and I know the Lord, and, you know, I know. Well, that's all them leaves on their tree. Where is the fruit? Because you're living like the Dickens. You're doing everything you know how to do. You're doing everything you want to do. You're showing what your mama gave you. Amen. You have naked going in the streets. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, is that living the way he wants you to live? No, it's not. Hallelujah. And then you say, well, I know the Lord. Well, you know, if you know him like that, then guess what? He'll tell you to lower your skirt. Men, he'll tell you to pull your pants up. Everybody don't want to see all that. Glory to God. If you know him like that, you're going to dress, amen, reasonable. Hallelujah. And if you know him like that, then he's going to tell you, no, you don't need to wear that. You don't need to do that. Don't put that on. That don't look good. Amen. Are you a minister or what? Are you a prophet or what? Are you a pastor, preacher, teacher or what? You know, you say you know me, but you ain't bearing no fruit. Hallelujah. You can't go and tell nobody about him because you're not living right. You're not walking right. You ain't doing right. So you can't go and tell nobody about it. Glory to God. Because you're thinking like the world thinks. You're dressing like the world dress. You're looking like the world look. Amen. I tell you sometimes, amen, when I get dressed, amen, and I get ready to go, so this ain't it. Something wrong here. So I'll come back, amen, and I'll change, amen. And sometimes when I put that on, I say, this still ain't it. I ain't feeling it. Mm-mm. So I'll change and I'll put something else on. So once I do that and then my spirit settles, then I'll know. I said, this is all right here. But I want to make sure that I'm representing Christ. Even so, when I go out, amen, in the hedges, in the highways, because I know people are listening all across the nation. And if they see me, they want to make sure, you know, hey, hold up, wait a minute. Didn't I see this woman here on Facebook? And she dressed like that? Y'all, come on now. She tore up from the floor up. Look out her house. She ride a nice car and her hair tore up. Come on now. Glory to God. Amen. Let's move on to verse 14. And Jesus answered and said unto them, no man eat fruit of this of thee here after forever. And his disciples heard it. But see, what it was, he was trying to teach them a lesson. That's what it was. He was trying to show them, amen, about how, you know, he was trying to show them, amen, that, you know, teach them a lesson about how fruit, amen, you have to bear fruit. You have trees, amen, and they have leaves, then you ain't got no fruit. Let's put it like that. Hallelujah. So it was something he wanted to show them. Because, you know, he was talking about Israel. You know, they had leaves and they were religious, but they didn't have no fruit. You know, you could be a religious person all day long and not have a bit of fruit on your tree. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you want to, amen, you want to represent. When you say you represent Christ, you got to have some fruit on your tree. Amen. Let's move on down. And they came to Jerusalem. Hold on just a second. Amen. Everything is happening. Hold on. Glory to God. God is good. Okay. Amen. And they came to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them they sold doves. You see, they was up there in the temple selling stuff. Glory to God. They were selling all kinds of doves and everything else up there in the temple. See, the worshipers would come, amen, from afar off. And what they would do instead of you know, them bringing their sacrifice animals with them to sacrifice, they would go in and buy animals and things from them. And that's what they would do. But they're in there selling everything they know how to sell. You see right here, amen, you can't do that in God's house. You know what? If people would pay their tithes and offering, he said, so there'll be meat on my table, there would be enough meat on his table. Now, I haven't always, amen, way back in the day, when I went to a church where they only paid, like, they do the dues, amen, let's just say $20 dues. That was the first Sunday. You got them 20, now don't you have it no more now. Not now, another 20, amen, even though if I was getting paid on down in the month, don't have it now, another 20. Now, that was it. But once I start seeking God, and I went to some places, and I started going to church in other places, and I learned that it wasn't right. And I started going to Bible study and getting fed, and, you know, and then God gave me a wake-up call. So I start paying my tithes. And what I did, I would take it, and I would just hold on to it. And then whenever it was come time, you know, I didn't go back to that same church that I was going to, but what I did, I sent my tithes. Because I had not moved my membership. I was still there. So I just sent my tithes to that place. And where I was going, amen, to get fed, other word, you know, the word of God, and knowing what to do, how to do, and how to really live. And I would give them an offering over here. Because my name wasn't on the roll over here, the one that I was going to, amen, in the big, you know, after. But I still sent my tithes and offering to that church. Amen. Until it was time and God told me, okay, it's time for you to leave. It's time for you to go. But make sure you leave, right? I say to you on today, you know, because sometimes people can leave so wrong. Amen. You'll have so much trouble on down the road because you didn't do the right thing. You know, people should be people of integrity. You got to learn how to walk in integrity. Because, you know, I was just telling someone, amen, on today, I know I have a lot of conversations with people that call me, and I talk to them, amen. And I say, you know what, if you keep crying wolf, then nobody's going to listen to you. And also, if you keep lying, telling lies, then guess what's going to happen? They're going to always think you are a liar. Let me help you out with this. You know, there were some times when, you know, my mom would say she wanted something, and then, you know, maybe they'll come to the house and they say, oh, I forgot. Mama would call them a liar right then. She said, you're a liar. You ain't nothing but a liar. They said, well, Mom, I'm coming over there to see you. Didn't call them that liar. They ain't coming. You know, see what I'm saying? The people will characterize you as a liar. So you have to be careful about that. Glory to God. Let's move on. Verse 17. And he taught, saying unto them, it is written, my house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. See, they ain't coming down, they were selling everything, and they were selling stuff. You shouldn't be selling things in the house of the Lord. You can't do that. Glory to God. You just can't do that. You ain't supposed to do that. But you know, sometimes they do. They do. They sell stuff in the house of the Lord. It's a sacred place. You know, we don't even classify God's house as sacred no more. They come in doing everything they want to do. They're wearing the short dresses, the short skirts. And I remember when I was Ursula, you didn't come in there with all that. Amen. I didn't try to make you mad, but see, with the anointing that God had on me, he showed me how to handle it. I said, yeah, baby, take this and put it, you know, just lay it over your lap. You'll be all right. You'll be good. And how you doing today? And guess what? They received it. Now, if you don't have some of them old mothers would do, they would say, baby, you shouldn't be coming in this house like this. Now, you know this is God's house. Amen. They would give it to them. But with the anointing that was on me, he taught me how to do it, how to go to people and graciously, and they'll receive it better. I had to lay many a lap claws on them. Glory to God. Come on, cover up now. You know, don't, by all means, don't sit on the front row. Then there's some of them will go to the front row sometimes. Oh, glory to God. Let's move on. Verse 18. And the scribes and chief priests heard it and sought how they might destroy him. For they feared him because of all the people was astonished at his doctrine. See, they liked what he was saying in his teaching. Whenever teaching is good and you know, they break it down to you where you can understand it, you like that. And you can go, you know, you'll go back and listen more. Sometimes people can talk some talk over your head. Oh, my God. And I know it. I've been there, done that. They can say things over your head and you don't have a bit more clue. I'm like, what are they talking about? I don't know what they're saying. It comes better whenever God's people can break it down to you. Now, let me help you out. You come on any of these shows, you're going to get it straight. You're going to get it broke down where you can understand it. They're going to break it down like a fraction, all the way down to the lowest term. So I encourage you to come on and listen. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 19. And when even was come, when Eve was come, he went out of the city. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. See, he noticed. And that's what he wants us to do. You don't notice things. I know sometimes when I go out, you know, I notice, I'm like, okay, you know, I have to notice this. You have to notice and be noticeable of how people are driving. You be noticeable around you. You say, man, always watch and pray. He just said, close your eyes. And I used to be the worst to close my eyes and do that. I might do it if I'm at, you know, in my own house. But if I'm out, I'm going to open my eyes and I'm going to be very, very cautious. And I'm going to look around to see what's going on because you never know. That way you can watch and pray. So you got to learn how to watch and pray. When you go out, notice your surroundings. Notice what's going on. Because there's so much going on in the world today. So you want to be able to see. You see, Peter told him, look, that's that tree right there that you curses, and it withered away. This is verse 22. And Jesus saith unto him, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. He's saying when you stand praying and you believe that he's going to do it. And the first of all, what you got to do, amen, make sure you believe it. That's the thing, because you can say a thing, like I said, out of your mouth. It ain't bit more in your heart. You know, if you say, Lord, help my unbelief. Because, God, I'm praying for this thing and ain't nothing happened. So I need to know what's going on. Because something ain't right, because it should be here by now. Or, Lord, help me, because, Lord, I need you to heal my body. Lord, I need you, Lord God, to save my children. Lord, I need you, Lord God, because, God, you know what? On this job, they done lost their everlasting mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And said, Lord, show me, is it me? First of all, check yourself and make sure it's not you hindering the prayer. Because you may have some unbelief and some doubt in there. And there may be some things that he wants you to learn. You know, different things that I went through and was going on through. And I'm like, okay, Lord, now hold up. This thing here been going on a long time. Is it something that I should learn? Or is it something that I'm doing, you know, that's wrong and I should have did right? Am I holding it up? Because I want to know. If it is, then I want to straighten it out. So I ask him to show me. You know, sometimes we think, Lord, we got to get down. You got to spit, slob, and, you know, just fall out like y'all. It ain't bit more no spirit on you, nothing. But you want to fall all out and all this, and you want to start speaking in tongues that you know nothing about. Yeah, I mean, you want to try it. You're trying to roll something off your lip. You might as well just go ahead and just suck on your lollipop, because that ain't happening. Okay, amen. There's no spirit in all that. Glory to God. You know, just talk to him, amen, and tell him, so, Lord, I need you to answer this, Lord. I know I did what I can do. And is it something else that's going on the inside of me that's stopping me from receiving my blessings? Because they don't seem to be coming like they should be coming. Or something might have them held up. So, Lord, I ask you, am I giving them like I should? Or did you tell me to go and give something that I didn't give? Or did you tell me to go tell somebody something that I didn't tell them? Or did you tell me to just go do something that I didn't do? Or is it something I'm to do in this place, in this workplace that I'm supposed to do that I didn't do? So, you know, ask him, and I guarantee he'll give you an answer. If you say you can't hear from him, let me help you out. He will send it to you through somebody. Guaranteed he'll send it. So if you can't say you can't hear it, he'll send it. He'll send that word to you. Amen. By some true people of man and woman of God. Amen. He'll use a child, and he'll use anybody you want to use. It may not even be somebody who say, well, you know what, let me tell you, this is what they did to me, and this is what happened to me, and this, and they'll tell you, glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. He said, you shall have them, but you got to believe it yourself. You want somebody else to pray, amen, and then you'll work off their prayers, and you'll work off their belief system, amen, all that's good. But you got want your own. You should want your own, glory to God. Hallelujah. It ain't nothing like your own, and you're studying the word of God, and he's speaking to you as you speak. Yeah, let's move on to verse 25. And when ye stand praying, forgive if ye have aught against any that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespass. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespass. You know, if you don't forgive when you're praying, if you have something against someone, amen, you know, you say, Lord, create in me a clean heart, renew in me the right spirit. Lord, keep my spirit where I don't have nothing against these people, where I don't want to have nothing against them. Let me treat them right. Let me look at them right. Don't let me look at them wrong. Don't let me look at them cross-eyed. Ah, glory to God. Because if you keep doing that same old, then guess what? And you can't forgive, he ain't going to forgive you. We all have to have a forgiving heart. That burden is heavy. He said, bear ye one another burden, yes. He said, but bear mine, because mine is light. Glory to God. So you got to cast every care upon him and say, Lord, help me. If you can't forgive, ask God to help you. Amen. And he will. You know, he's right there at your fingertip. All you got to do is ask. So many times you don't ask, and guess what? You don't get it. You only got to get what you ask for. Let's move on. Amen. Verse 27, and they came again to Jerusalem, and as he was walking in the temple, there came to him the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. Of all these people were coming to him, amen, after all that, you know, and he went in there and turned over the tables, and he was speaking and telling them, you know, what they shouldn't be doing, shouldn't be selling, you know, different animals and all this stuff up in the sanctuary. They were even selling animals that were crippled. They were, I read in one translation, they were selling animals that were, you know, like the cult was. You know? They were selling all kinds of stuff up in there. Amen. That wasn't even right. They were selling them crippled, blind, and crazy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And say unto him, by what authority doest thou these things? And who gave thee this authority to do these things? So they were asking Jesus a question. They wanted to know by what authority that you have to come in here and say these things, and by what authority do you do this? Now they asked him a question. He told them, go ahead. Yeah, you can ask the question. He let them ask him the question. So just think about it right here. And they say, you don't question. Come on. You see right here, they asked. So why can't we ask? You know, we have been told so many times, amen, but, you know, amen, that generational curse is broke, amen. You know, you don't ask him. You don't ask questions. Well, if I don't ask him, who am I going to ask? I got to ask somebody, and I'd rather get the right somebody. Sure, I have other people that I can ask. Glory to God. But, it's like you want to talk to him and hear him give you some feedback, you know? But I have people, I thank God for the people around me, that if I have a question, I can go ask, amen. And no, understand, no question is too small. No such question is crazy. No question is too little. So remember, we are generational people that need to stop it with that right there. You know, well, I didn't want to ask because it makes it look like I'm dumb. No, I don't. It makes you look like you want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. Glory to God. It ain't nothing with wanting to know. Amen. Let's move it on. And Jesus answered and said unto them, I will also ask of you one question. So they want to ask him a question. So he said, I'm going to ask you one. Let's see what did they say. And answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. He says, okay, if you want to ask me a question, I'm going to ask you one. So you give me your answer, and I'm going to tell you by what authority that I give my that I do what I do. Amen. So let's see what he said. The baptism, this is what Jesus told them on verse 30. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or men? He said, answer me. So he asked him that question. Was the baptism of heaven from Jesus or man, you know, from heaven or man? That's what he asked them. Now listen at them as they ponder and wander between the two. They said, and they reasoned with themselves, saying, if we shall say from heaven, he will say, why then did you not believe? See, they were pondering and squandering. Now, okay, wondering, you know, what to say and how to say it. Okay? And so, that's verse 32. But if we shall say of men, they fear the people. For all men counted John that he was a prophet indeed. So they was afraid of what the people were going to say. So they were kind of pondering, squandering, didn't know what to do. Let's read verse 33. And they answered and said unto Jesus, we can't tell you. In other words, we weren't going to answer it. And Jesus answered and said unto them, neither do I. I tell you by what authority I do these things. So you couldn't tell me, so I don't have to tell you. Amen. Glory to God. You see, it was all, amen, set. It was just so awesome that Jesus was talking to them and he was telling them what they don't need to do. You know, he says all of us need to keep his commandments and understand his word. And you see, he'll show you parables and he'll give you, you'll have tribulations and trials and tests through it all. Glory to God. And people will come and try to ask you some questions. I'm telling you, they will, and they will. But guess what? They have their own scenarios. And those kind of people, you don't argue about the word of God. Don't argue about the word of God. And if you don't know, just tell them, well, you know what? I don't know. And keep it moving. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because understand, they don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. But you see, they honored him. So you need to honor those that are over you, your leaders, your pastor, your apostle. Honor those whom God has placed in that place. Because understand, that's where you're going to get, that's who's going to pray for you. Whenever at a time of need, they're going to pray for you. Whenever things go bad and things go wrong, that's when those are the ones that's going to really, really pray for you. And understand, they ain't going to pray no little bit. They ain't going to go before the throne room of grace, good God Almighty, and they going to pray without ceasing. And then they going to call you, amen. That's the thing. They'll call you and ask you, well, you okay? Are you all right? What's going on? You know, those are the people that pray for you, and you know that they're praying because guess what? Then they'll hear back from the Lord, and he'll say, okay, now you prayed for them. You need to call them, and he'll place them on their heart and say, you know what? You need to give them a call because something ain't right with them. Glory to God. And then they'll call you, and they'll say, well, hello, what's going on with you? You okay? Are you all right? You know, and sometimes people won't even say they all right, amen, and think everything be going wrong and chaos be hitting them, them trials be coming, them tests be coming, left, right, north, south, east, and west. Good God Almighty, glory to God. Hallelujah. But that's what you want. Amen. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for this day, Lord. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to let this word, Lord God, touch the places, Lord, that it needs to touch, Lord. It needs to heal the mind, Lord God. Those that have unforgiveness in their heart, oh God, let it touch them in a mighty way, oh Lord, to forgive, Lord God, and forget and move on and keep it moving, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And those whose body is racking with pain on today, I ask you to heal them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, I ask you, Lord God, to just give them more than enough, Lord, so they can pay what it they need to pay their tithes and their offering, and they can come back, Lord God, and say, Lord, I did what you told me to do. So they won't be in disobedience, oh Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, to heal, Lord God, the broken heart. Those hearts that are broken, Lord God, the church hurt, Lord, that they had, Lord God, to make them stop doing what they were doing, Lord God, whether it's ministry, Lord God, or giving, Lord God, because they saw the money not being used right. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I say, heal that person, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because guess what? Everybody don't do that. Glory to God. There are some, amen, that mishandle, amen, funds, yes, but understand, everybody don't do that. So don't put everybody in the same boat with the same power. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, right now, Lord God, to heal the knee pain, heal the leg pain, Lord God, heal the feet, Lord God, that are hurting on this land right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Those, Lord God, that think they have a kidney problem and it ain't functioning right, oh God. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to heal that kidney right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to heal that broken heart, that person, Lord God, that have been with that person for so long and they walked out on them, Lord God, because they wanted someone else, God. Lord, we ask you to heal that person's heart and let them know, Lord God, that that wasn't a one form, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. That you're going to send them someone even better. You're going to send them a man or woman of God, Lord God, like they need, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're healing, God, and you're setting free your people right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, just to give them comfort and peace, Lord God, in their times of trials and troubles and tribulations, oh God. We know, Lord God, that you can give them joy unspeakable and full of glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for all these things, Lord, that you have done and all the things that you are about to do, Lord God. Healing, Lord God, supernaturally, Lord. Hey, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we thank you, God. Lord, you're about to restore some families in the name of Jesus who have been battling, Lord God, battling it out, literally fighting amongst each other. You're going to heal them right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, you're going to take the selfishness, Lord, out of them. Hey, my God, you're going to heal those selfish places in them in the name of Jesus, oh God, and let them know that it's not all about you. In the name of Jesus, let them know family is the most important thing. So you got to love them, hallelujah, regardless, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you that you're healing the unforgiveness in the hearts, Lord God. You're also healing them, God, and bringing them back together in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, we serve an awesome God. Just know, hallelujah, glory to God. When you pray, believe what you're praying for. Hallelujah. And talk to him. Just sit and talk. He said, sit and sup with me and he'll sup with you. He said, all you got to do is knock and the door shall be open. Seek and you shall find. He ain't far away from you. If you read his word, amen, he's there. He's there all the time. He ain't going to turn around and he ain't going to turn his back on you. But sometimes when people talk to you, amen, and sometimes they say, well, you know what, I'm tired. And guess what? He ain't going to do that. He's always there and he's always listening. Ah, amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised. I want to reiterate, amen, don't forget to tune in next for Minister Elaine Jackson, a Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Her show is coming on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Time. Don't forget, Tuesday night, Apostle and Pastor, One Word from the Lord, 8, 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. And don't forget, next Saturday, Faith Come By Hearing, Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew, 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern Time. Don't forget to partner. Glory to God. And in partnering, you'll receive many perks. You know, God is good and he is worthy to be praised. I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation to Christ. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I would like you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord. Father God, I repent of all my sins, every thought that I had that wasn't like you, everything that I did, Lord, that wasn't like you, Lord God, the sins that I have committed. Oh, my God, I give my life unto you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I repent of all my sins. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. Amen. Go ahead. Amen. You said that prayer. You can hit us up on Facebook. Any of us. Amen. It does not matter. As long as you do so, we can tell you the next phase in your life, what you need to do to stay connected. Amen. To the vine. So I want you to encourage you to just hit us up. Amen. We all have Facebook pages, so you can just inbox either of us. It does not matter as long as you do, so you can stay connected to the vine. I'm going to go ahead now and close us out with the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Amen. And we will see you back on next Sunday. Be blessed.